Again, good morning. Welcome to our visitors this morning. We thank you for joining us. As we come together this morning, we will see what Jesus says, or how we relate to Jesus as believers, and how close our relationship is. We will also look at the things that we do in our lives and find out that He and God are the cause of all the good things that we do. In our text for this morning, we will see that Jesus uses something very familiar to most of us. He will tell us about the vine. And we will see that as believers, we were created in Him to do good things. And as a believer, we can do nothing less. Jesus went to the cross as the will of the Father to forgive our sins. And so the Father has recreated us in His image to do His will. And because of this, I can bring you greetings of grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our gospel text today comes from John chapter 15. And it is verses 1 through 12, and I added the four verses actually within the last 12 hours. And so the bulletin was right up until I decided to change it. And so our text again comes from John chapter 15, verses 1 through 12, and I would ask that you would please, or as you are able to, please stand for the hearing of the gospel. Reading in Jesus' name. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast as forth as a branch, and is withered. And men gather them, and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall seek what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Wherein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. As the Father loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments, and abide in love. These things I have spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Amen. Please be seated. Jesus uses something very, very familiar to almost everyone, especially in this day. For he uses a plant. And he uses a plant to see how close our unity with him is. We see the relationship where he says, I am the vine, or the true vine, and my Father is the gardener, or husbandman. This verse tells us a lot about the relationship between God the Father and God the Son. Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and He is at will, or in the same will of the Father. And He is the one that gives us power to grow and to move and to be, and gives us all that we need for life. If you cut the trunk of a tree, the branches die. If a branch falls off of the tree, it dies. And Jesus really kind of lets us know in our verses what this is all about. In that every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away, and every branch that bears fruit, he prunes so that it may bear more fruit. And now he is talking about God, or the gardener. And I thought it was kind of interesting, because when I was thinking about this text both last night and this morning, I thought of a plant that my wife has. And since it's Mother's Day, I'm going to talk about her for a minute. But she's got a plant set up on our cabinets that goes, and she's got it wound around curtain rods above our windows. We have no curtains in the kitchen, and so it's like a valance. Well, that thing grows, and it just keeps growing. It's going to take over the kitchen someday. But she keeps winding it back and forth around that rod. And she never really cuts it off or does anything. She just makes it grow and pushes it where she wants it to grow. And the only time she removes anything from it is when the leaves die. And they're no longer producing. And she was just doing this last week, and she's up with their little clipper thing, or little tong things, pulling the branches off, or pulling the dead leaves off. Well, this is really the type of thing that Jesus is talking about. Something that everybody in his day would understand. A plant, a vine. Grapes were very important, and they grew on a vine. Jesus is saying that all life comes through me. That you all, we all, are part of him. There is absolutely no separation of us from the vine. And this is true of all people. And this is the thing that is certainly comes when we start to understand who Christ is and who he came for. As John the Baptist says, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. He came to save the world, which means all people are in him. And the only thing that happened is you can be removed. As you reject that gospel message and you reject who your life vine is. And this is the relationship that we have in God, or in Jesus Christ. There is no separation, except we are an extension of him. And then God goes on to prune. And this is not an easy process. He prunes it so that we may even bear more fruit in verse 2. We are all the vines. Every branch. And as we bear fruit, and we are found in him, God will trim off those parts that are unnecessary. And he does this through his word, the two-edged sword. And again, I can bring back something that's very simple to me, because again, it's an everyday example that I look at each and every day. As I trim back my apple trees, I told you about that a few years ago, and they looked like they were all going to be dead. People thought, you killed that thing. But now we have new growth shooting straight up, and I started reading about apple trees online, and now all those ones that are going straight up, I got to prune all those off. Because they'll never produce fruit. And so I have to go back and prune all those things. Well, that's really what Jesus is also talking about. He's talking about taking off those parts that we don't need in our lives, addressing those things, and cutting them away from us through his word, so that we will not be a worthless branch sticking up, but we will produce fruit, and we will do his will as he has designed us to do. And we find out that fruit we produce is not the reason that we are righteous. It is a sign of our righteousness, but it is not the reason for it. It's not how we earn. It's what we do, because that's who we are. But we are righteous. In verse 3, it says this, because of this. You are already clean, or you are already righteous because of the word which I have spoken. Abide in me and I in you, as the branches cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither so can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, and you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit, for apart from me you can do nothing. We are clean or righteous because God has declared us righteous. Each and every one of us. That is an accomplished fact that happened 2,000 years ago. It is something that we sometimes forget. And now, because we are a part of Him, we are a part of the vine, we produce good fruit. We are now His children. And notice what Jesus says here, you can do nothing apart from me. And this goes back to what I said earlier. When you cut the branch off of the tree, it withers and dies and makes good kindling wood. But we are only cut off when we are dead. And to me, this means when we have rejected the message of the gospel that has been given to each and every one of us. God sent His Son for all people. He doesn't rely on us to do anything. He asks us to believe what He has done for us already. And in believing, the Holy Spirit starts working, and how He works in each and every one of our lives individually, only He knows. But we will produce good fruit as believers. It's what happens. It's what we are. It's who we are in Jesus Christ, because that's where our life abides. If anyone, verse 6, does not abide in me, he is thrown away as a branch dries up, and then gathered them and cast them to be burned. Now this is a very scary thing when you read this. And sometimes it's been used to scare people. He's not trying to scare us. We are believers. We have been called and are part of the vine. And if you don't believe in Him, this isn't scary. How can you be scared of something you don't believe in? This should be used continuously, always, as a reassurance. But what He is describing is the kingdom of heaven. That's what's going to happen. And so, to us who believe, it should give us some sort of gumption to go and to proclaim this message. And to teach of the love of God, so that nobody would dry up and be cut away from the vine. Because that is the last thing a believer would want for anyone. This message for us, for all people, that God has included you in His Son. That you are part of the vine. And He goes on to tell us about what He provides for us. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and so prove to be my disciples. You see, God is glorified when we do what we are called to do, which is to bear fruit. And that could be different for each and every one of us. Some people will be missionaries. Some people will be teachers. Some will pray. Some will have occupation and support those who do other things. And there is nothing wrong with any of those occupations, done to the glory of God the Father. But we will all love. And that's really what we find out in our last verses. We put down our own selfish wants and desires. We now turn and we look and we focus on the person of Jesus Christ and on God and on glorifying God in all that we do. And we love. As Jesus says in verse 9, just as the Father has loved me, and I also loved you, abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. This is how close we are to God and to Jesus Christ. Just as the Father has loved the Son, so he has loved us. And he asks us to live in that love. And we heard earlier that love does not cause fear. And this is the thing, Christianity shouldn't be something that's scary. It should be reassuring. Because we have a Heavenly Father who did not spare His own Son so that we could be forgiven by His own Son's blood. What part of that is scary? God has blotted out the sin of the world with the blood of His Son, which includes ours. And it includes everybody else out there. He no longer holds that against us. And this is the love that we are to abide in, to live in, to cling to be in each and every day. And he goes on to tell us how we abide in that love. You will abide in my love just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. And what he says, I have spoken these things unto you that my joy might remain in you and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. And that really comes down to who we are and what the good fruit is in our lives. That we love one another. That we love our neighbor. And even to the point that we love our enemy. And we love not because we're great at loving, because we abide in the true vine. We abide in the person of Jesus Christ, the one who loved us. And so, we love as we have been loved. And that means sacrifice. We're usually asked to sacrifice our time, our talents, maybe some of our treasure. But our Savior sacrificed His life and shed His blood so that we could be with Him and abide in His love and be the branches that He is the vine. And this is the wonderful promise that we have in Jesus' word this morning. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you and we give you thanks for this day. And we ask, Father, that you would indeed work in and through us to trim those parts and prune those parts which are unnecessary. And Father, that we would produce the fruit of love for our neighbor and for others. That, Father, they too would know of your love for them through our actions, our deeds, our words. Father, we ask that you would continue to work in and through this congregation and its individual members to bring this message of love to our friends, to our family, to our co-workers, our neighbors, and all that we come in contact with. In Jesus' name.